This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The Elkton Community Education Center is celebrating mothers with a weekend extravaganza. Deborah Gritton, co-executive director of ECEC, joining us from Elkton. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
We are doing good. You got a three-day celebration, in fact, not just on Mother's Day, but this actually starts tomorrow. Tell us all about what's going on.
Yes, we have a weekend that is just chock full of fun things for families, communities, and moms. So we've got veggie and garden starts on our patio for sale, hanging baskets and flowers, electronics, recycled drop-off available for the community. So anything that plugs in that doesn't work, you can bring it to us and we will take it to the recycle in town. Gift shop, the cafe will be open for lunch and drinks. We've got a lot of stuff going on.
Now, is this a new event out there?
This is a new collaborated event. So every year we have a Mother's Day plant sale. And every year, it seems like we have something going on each weekend in May. And we thought, this year, let's mush them all together and let's have one big weekend. So rummage sale it is, art class. We even have a healthcare provider that is coming out in the afternoon to see patients for their appointments in our wellness building.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that Evergreen was doing that. That will certainly be helpful in the Elkton area. For people that are, you know, are maybe in Roseburg or closer in, Sutherland, Myrtle Creek, things like that, talk about what you really like about Elkton and why they should come out and spend some time at this event and also look around at the rest of the Elkton community as well.
Absolutely. So we have some great vineyards in the area. I know that people wouldn't necessarily sometimes put Elkton on the map with wine and food events, but we are definitely there. We have our own viticulture and AVA, so delightfully tasting wines that are grown in a unique way here in our own climate. And the mercantile in town, we have farm pickings, so people can shop our entire town. It's a little tiny postage stamp with 185 people, but Elkton's where you want to be when it comes to the weekends and celebrating other folks. And I think that's what makes us really cool, is that we find these opportunities to come together and really enjoy time with each other no matter what.
And with the pretty cooperative weather that we've got coming up, if somebody wants to take mom on a drive out there, not only the event itself, but getting out to Elkton, coming back, like you mentioned, maybe checking the wineries out, could really make a full day of it.
Yeah, they really can. You can spend your entire day in Elkton and still have more to explore, even though we're tiny.
And, of course, the plant sale going on this time of year, that is very popular item. And you mentioned the gift shop being open. Now, the gifts that are in there, where do these come from?
These are stocked by local artisans, and we order some things in for ECEC to make some money too, but we showcase local folks. So they create cards and blown glass items and all sorts of, you know, wood items that are carved and made. There's a ton of different types of things in there. And it's all, you know, local artists and artisans.
And for people that aren't familiar with kind of what started the ECEC, talk about the historic Fort Umpqua.
Oh, we have a life-size replica of a fur trading fort that was owned by the Hudson's Bay Company here on site. ECEC was started in 1999. Carol Beckley is the founder, and she is still here, you know, 5 days a week. She's still working and volunteering. But we have 43 acres here to explore, and we have a ton of different areas that are planted, native plant park. We have a new Native Peoples Tribal Education area that we've just finished, that big project that took us a couple of years. You're right along the river. You can explore nature, and it is beautiful.
Right. Well, again, it's a three-day event. What are the hours for each day?
Friday and Saturday, we're 9 to 4, and then Sunday, it's 10 to 4. So even for the last-minute Charlies that forget something for Mom until they're on their way to her house, we'll be open at 10 a.m. on Sunday.
All right, Deborah Gritton of Elkton Community Education Center. If people want to find out more about what you're doing overall, what's your website?
www.elktonbutterflies.com.
All right, Deb, thanks for being on with us on the Morning Conversation.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.